his intentions online. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Authorities in Texas releasing more information about what happened before an 18-year-old opened fire yesterday at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, a small town west of San Antonio, killing 19 students and two educators.
We are learning from authorities that 30 minutes before the shooting, the suspect apparently sent some messages on social media. Now, we don't know where they went, who they went to, and when they opened them up, but two of those messages, according to officials, talked about shooting his grandmother the third, talking about wanting to go to an elementary school to shoot it up. Authorities did confirm that after shooting his grandmother, the suspect then drove away from that scene, crashing his pickup truck near Robb Elementary School. We're told there was an armed school police officer on campus, but it didn't stop the suspect from getting inside the school.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. President Biden has urged lawmakers to take action on gun legislation, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said it likely won't happen anytime soon. Still, he says something needs to be done.
There is a plague upon this nation, a plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Sickening to consider the innocent young lives that were stolen by this pointless, senseless brutality.
Still, the last time the Senate took up gun legislation, they were unable to overcome the 60-vote filibuster threshold. 2 years after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, President Biden has signed an executive order on police accountability. The United Nations is calling for a vote in the coming days on a resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea for its recent missile launches that have the potential to be armed with nuclear weapons. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Wyoming officials say a fire at the site of a new abortion clinic may have been deliberate.
Police in Casper say an overnight fire causing damage to a building being renovated to house an abortion clinic may be arson. A witness tells investigators they saw someone running away from the area carrying what looked to be a gas can and a black bag. No injuries were reported. Officials are reviewing video footage in hopes of identifying a suspect. Pro-life supporters recently protesting the clinic set to open in June, becoming the second location in Wyoming to offer abortions. The debate over reproductive rights heating up after a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion suggesting the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision legalizing abortion. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
More than 40 Democratic members of Congress are calling on Google to stop what they see as the unnecessary collection and retention of users' location data. The lawmakers say it could be used to identify women seeking abortions. The lawmakers have sent a letter to the CEO of Google's parent company, Alphabet, expressing concern that if abortion became illegal in the U.S., Google's collecting of user information could be exploited by far-right extremists. The Anaheim City Council has unanimously decided to cancel the sale of Angel Stadium to Angels owner Artie Moreno.
In a statement, the city said the vote follows the May 16th notice of a federal investigation into former Mayor Harry Sidhu stemming from actions he may have taken related to the stadium site proposal. Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem Trevor O'Neill said, knowing there may have been an element of corruption that brought the final product to us, we cannot move forward in good conscience.
Fox's Jared Max. President Biden paying tribute to late VA chief and Senator Max Cleland, who lost limbs while serving in Vietnam. In a letter, the president called Cleland a hero who exemplified the best of American spirit. Cleland died in November, but his memorial service was delayed until today because of the pandemic. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.